نعم.
Randala.
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I hope everybody is well.
Thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anabatoa.
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Me too.
Anabekoa Gedulat Shemincha Tati Serua Alfet Gimel Yutach Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharenu No ra to freshayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe chutcha kibavat sham frem. Nun gimodalit yud kashin. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkata tamid. Gamlem, Tetetresh, Tarita Kimmel. Hasim Kadosh, Ero Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Tetufet, Tetunayan. Yafid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zopre Kidushata. Yud Gimelamet, Pei Zion Ku. Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shin Kufav, Sadi Yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. Utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Beral Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseya Won Wafesha, The Chata'avinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro, and it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. Lushenya hood kut shabari suish kinte beat shilu. Erhimud shilu shilu erhimu. Leakta lishem yud he bavave. Vihuda shalim bishem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu pananei aleinu maasei adeinu pananeihu. Lesson 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tane Nandakucha Barichu Koma De Aved Leila Witata Kola Ilu Kishot Biovada Bikshot Belaid Lachmila Bialma Ivaye Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Deya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dig shot inun wikola is the reef. The Alma. The year, energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study for this, to connect to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam timakom leami leYisrael untati wishakam tahta willo yergaz od willo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Asher Barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe heya yozala me dehe ereyo hekome la awaka layo la wawahe heya. Nu lacha, yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo e ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, wa ka wa ko me nu da, a nu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za. Hey, hey, oh, hey, me, oh, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, la, hey, sa, a, la, re, yo, a, shi, la, me, yo, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, nu, yo, hey, hey, wa, shi, a, me, nu, nu, wa, nu, yo, ta, me, be, hey, pe, wa, yo, nu, me, yo, yo, la, hey, re, hey, me, ta, re, wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Well, now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool, same method. Wa 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 yo 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 sabete ame me be shi la yo he anu a ka me wa Kameta. Heyo Anuda Ala Hewa He Mea Yo Sala Me Re Heyo Yo He Me Me Nu Yo He He Shia Yo Re Ta Shia He Re La Yo Awa Me La Yo Be Wa He Re Yo Yo Wa La He He Ka Ako Me Nuda Anu Yo He Wa Me Rehe a yo feza, hei he me kaha wa wa la yo yo he, sa ala he are yo a ala me ta he, wa he wa dalai yo he yo shi ala me, nu he a nu ata me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la he be she me za re. Wahe be yo ahe, ala wa me za yo. Dahe be me kako, ala a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. Today is the 22nd day of Elul. The tzaddikim who left this day. Rabbi Yaakov Halevi ben Moshe Moelin is known as the Maharil. Rabbi Mordechai Dov Twersky of Hornets Tippein. Ben Rabbi Meshulam Susha Yitzhak. And Rav Mordechai Dov Ber of Hornesh Tipel. I'm going to connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav, hey yud, yud hey wav, yud hey wav, hey. We have a unusual class today. We do this once a year, where we discuss the energy of the year. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page, or the donation page, or the Mazel Knowledge page. In all of them, it is available at the first link. When that link opens up, it opens up to the verse on certainty, which we have already completed today. But immediately below that link is a summary for the year 5780. And the name of the year, or the letters of the name of the year, are He, Taf, Shin, Pe, Sofit. And before I can go on, there is a certain ritualistic formula that I need to say that protects you and myself as well. I am not a prophet, nor am I a son of a prophet. And what I'm about to say is not a prophecy. It's an analysis of the energy of the year. But there are many different energies in each and every year. And it's up to you to identify the right energy, the correct energy for yourself. The Kabbalah teaches that everything is available in a name, but it's never exact what's available in the name. They're all potential energies. All of the words that you can create, that you can formulate from the letters of your name or a name of any given thing, those words are potential energy. Will they manifest as that energy for you? Depends on how you perceive them. What is your consciousness? And every name in Hebrew has multiple levels of gematria, number value. And while when you change the letters, permutate the letters into different words, those words have the same gematria, there's still different levels of gematria that need to be analyzed, that need to be made aware of. And it is our practice at Yeshem to analyze the name of the year using various Kabbalistic techniques. The first technique is to determine the verses in the Tanakh with the same gematria, the number value as in the name of the year. The name of the year is He Tashin Pei Sofit. The number of this name is 5,780. This name and this number will relate to the whole decade of the years 5780 to 5789. And this comes from the fact that the name is included in all of the names of the years 5780 to 5789. As an example, if the name is 5781, it would be He Tav Shin Pei Aleph. And the 5782 would be He Tav Shin Pei Bet. So you can see the name of 5780 is included in each of the years of the decade. There is a normal practice to drop the leading He in the name of the year. This is done due to the practical aspect that when the He is dropped, which means the sixth millennium, everyone knows we are dealing with the sixth millennium that starts with the number 5. And this leads to the following. The name of the year is Tav Shin Pei. And the number of that name is 780. And again, the name of Tav Shin Pei will relate to all 10 years of the decade, from 5780 to 5789. In Hebrew, the three letters above, Tav Shin Pei, are a shoresh, a root, within the Hebrew language. And the word shoresh, or the root of each Hebrew word, is connecting to the Sefirah of Chokmah, which translates as wisdom. Chokmah means much more than wisdom, as one learns through meditation and through the study of Kabbalah. Wisdom has two aspects. One is revealed and the other is concealed. And we will explain more of these concepts below. One can ask the question, why does the language or the name start with the Sephirot Keter, but with Chachma? Keter is the crown. Keter is the first of 10 Sephirot. One answer is that the Keter is always concealed. Another explanation is each letter of a name connects to all the words and phrases that have that same letter within it. Needless to say, that is a lot of words and a lot of phrases. Human beings do not have the capacity yet to handle all of that information. That is my opinion. Of course, computers can handle it, but computers are being programmed, which means there's an agenda. And whenever there's an agenda, there is a tendency to conceal aspects that do not fit the agenda of the author. The name Tav Shin Pei or Pei Sofit translates as compensate. And also it's a verb, compensated. This is the revealed energy of the name of this year, 5780. Compensate. Compensated. Compensation, compensating. When we add the hey at the beginning of the word, the translation changes to be the direct object, the direct article, the compensation, or compensate the. It is important to realize that there are many other energies concealed within this name and this translation. And it's also important to remember, whenever a translation takes place, it's a commentary. And these names, these other energies, these translations, these commentaries will be discussed below. Always remember, there are 70 ways to understand each letter in a name. And we will be able to see some of the ways of how to understand each letter, each word, each phrase, each verse from the techniques that the Kabbalah explains and teaches. Let us discuss the translation of the revealed energy of the year. Tav Shin Pei is pronounced Tashif. It is a shorish, a root. Hey Tav Shin Pei is pronounced HaTashif. It's the full name of the year. Now the next word is Shin Vav Pei He, pronounced Shopei. You'll notice that three of the four letters of the name of the year are included. But there is a letter that isn't included. But that letter is not acting as a letter in this position, it's acting as a vowel. The cholam, the letter vav, is actually a vowel. So if we pronounce tashif as shof, or this word shof pay, the verb itself is translated. The root of the verb is compensate, or was compensated, or will be compensate. Compensate is defined by the dictionary, is to give someone something, typically money, in recognition of a loss, a suffering, an injury incurred, or to recompense them. When used in a sentence, payments were made to farmers to compensate them for cuts in subsidies. Or more recently, subsidies were expanded to farmers for the loss of the trade changes of increasing the tariffs. Synonyms are recompense, repay, pay back, or reimburse. Remunerate, recoup, requite, indemnify, to settle up with, to settle accounts with. Another sentence that helps us understand that is terms were agreed to compensate him for his loss. There's a second definition, as mentioned, and that is to reduce or counteract something unwelcome or unpleasant by exerting an opposite force or effect. Using this definition in a sentence to help us understand it, the manager is hoping for victory to compensate for the team's dismal league campaign. Also, you can never compensate for what you did to me. Synonyms: make amends, make up, make restitution, make reparation, make recompense, recompense, atone, requite, pay, expiate, make good, put to rights, rectify, offset, square, balance, balance out, counterbalance, counteract, counterpoise, countervail, make up for, offset, cancel out, neutralize, nullify, even up, square up, rare equilibries, negative or counterweight. He had sufficient flair to compensate for his faults. This is the revealed energy of the year. Compensate. We don't really know what that will mean in each of our individual lives or in the life of the nation. We might fantasize and think that the year's or the decade's energy will be a compensation for all the pain and suffering in all the previous lives. And that can be a hope for sure. Can we make that happen? Yes, we can. But the question would be asked, can we compensate for the anti-Semitism? Can we compensate for the pogroms in the history? Can we compensate for the fear, for the tension, the stress associated with living in a world where we are not given the freedom to be who we are. I'm not referring to the United States, nor am I referring to this generation in this world today. I'm referring to previous years, previous worlds, previous generations. And when I say previous worlds, I'm talking about history. Concealed energy. There are two types of concealed energies within a name. There are energies that come from permuting, changing the order of the letters. And we will list some of them below. There are other energies that come from substituting another letter for one or more letters in the name. And we will also list some of these below. In my opinion, the most important concealed energy connected to this year of Tashin Pei is to substitute an iron for the hay in the name. When we substitute an iron for the hay, we change, and then also permuting the letters in the name, we change the word from Shin Pei Hei, which has no Hebrew meaning as of yet. It does have a Hebrew meaning. It has a Hebrew gematria. But here we have Shin Pei Ayin, because we have substituted the ayin for the hay. When we do that, the word becomes Shefa. You've heard me use the word Shefa. And this word has many meanings in Hebrew. It's very hard to explain Shefa to someone who's looking for a physical explanation. But some of the meaning of the word Shefa is abundance, an influx of energy, prosperity, cornucopia, exuberance, oodles, profusion, superabundance, copiousness. In Kabbalah, Shefa is the flow of Hashem's goodness that comes into the world or comes into a person's life. The highest goal of Shefa would be peace, shalom, or perhaps shalem, completion. But as you can see, Shefa is concealed. It's not clear from reading the letters of the name. Hey, Taf Shin Pei does not have an ayin. But the substitution of the ayin for the letter hey and the permutation of those four letters into the three letters, Shin Pei ayin, we can understand the concealment that when we say the name of the year, when we experience the energy of the year, we have the potential energy, the potential capability of connecting to the Shefa, which is God's goodness as it flows into the world. Based on these two statements, my opinion is that the energy of this year, 5780, is that the Shefa will compensate. But it takes a revelation of the concealed energy. The energy of compensate by itself, in my opinion, is incomplete. But how do we make sure that we reveal the Shefa? We reveal the potential energy and make it actual of God's goodness, Hashem's goodness. We need to meditate. We need to pray for this effect to happen. Without these prayers during this year, the energy will be compensation, the revealed energy. In my opinion, we prefer to have Hashem's goodness associated with our compensation. Our prayers and meditation will hopefully transform the concealed Shefa to revealed Shefa. Below are listed a number of the Tanakh verses that have a connection to the name Hey Tav Shin Pei, to the name 5780. And the study of these verses during the year is important to reveal the concealed Shefa. I'm now going to read a few of the revealed energies and some of the concealed energies through the various permutations of the words and letters of the name of the year 5780. Hey, Taf Pei Shin is her language. What is the meaning of her language? Do women speak a language different than men? We know that to be true. Is that language going to be stronger and more pervasive during this decade? I think that's true. Tah Pei Hei. This is a word that translates as the Pita. The Pita is a form of bread. It's a type of sandwich, actually. But what does bread, and in the Middle East, the word Pita represent? It represents sustenance. It represents Parnassah. It represents life. Taf Hei means the end. Is it the end of the world? Chas v'shalom, of course not. It's the end of the tikkun world that is coming, that we know is coming. The prophecies tell us it's coming. It could be this year, one of the energies, but it's also every one of the years in the sixth millennium, because Taf Hei is a word that can be permutated from every year's name in the sixth millennium.
Hanok, I have a question.
Go ahead, Hana.
Could it also be related to Parshan Miketz, since Miketz also has a meaning of the end?
The difference is that Miketz translates as from the end. It doesn't imply the end. It's translated in English many times as at the end of 2 years. But when the word Miketz is looked at itself, it's saying from the end.
Okay. Thank you. I guess the same would apply to the bread also, you know, Lechem having a connotation of war with the same
correct.
Root. So
well, except,
it wouldn't be
except pizza. Pizza doesn't have the same root.
Okay.
Pizza's
but it's
peta.
Okay, but it also is an unleavened bread.
Yes, but
you
that's
pizza.
Because pita in the Middle East is bread. But in America,
okay.
we have lechem, meaning bread, and we have pita. And this is a good explanation, a good example of the concept of a translation being a commentary.
Right. Okay, well, I'm glad
and relating,
I would have associated my little bitty knowledge to that, so I'm glad I asked the question. Thank you. I'm going to mute again.
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked the question also, because it's a question that people need to have answered in order to keep them from making that mistake, and we all make that mistake. I have made that mistake, and I probably are making it somewhere in this class today. Because we come from a place of our culture. What has our culture taught us? What have we absorbed as our value from our culture? And so we will read what we into words, what we expect to read into words. Rather than looking through clear eyes, we're looking through colored eyes, through eyes that have been modified by the culture that we live in. We've spoken about that in other classes, and we'll continue to speak about that because it's very much part of what Kabbalah helps us change about ourselves. It's very much what the Hebrew letters allow us to change about ourselves, help us to change about ourselves, to recognize what is the value that we've absorbed from our culture. And is that a value that we think is true and what that we want to continue? I'm continuing to follow the handout because the next word is fire, passion, the fire, shin-hei. Shin-hei by itself has no meaning, but in reverse order, the shin, hei shin, means fire. It doesn't directly mean fire, but the letter shin means fire. And fire is a metaphor for passion, for the emotion of passion, the strength of passion. Shin pei taf pei, the grab, the apprehended. Or apprehend the, or grab the. Taf pe shin he, the language, the edge of. Pe he means the mouth. Every year in this decade is going to deal with the mouth in some form. Usually we would jump to the conclusion it means language. It would mean speaking. But it could have many, many reasons, many interpretations, many commentaries. To understand the concept of the mouth. The mouth represents the malchut in the frame of the head. Malchut, I teach, connects to manifestation. What is the manifestation of the head? Manifestation of the head is intellect. Is this a decade of intellect? Or is it a manifestation of the emotions being expressed through the mouth. All of these are just simple thoughts that came to me. As you go through this, you'll find that different things will occur to you. And if you think it's meaningful or if you're not sure about it, send me an email and ask me the question. Hey, Tashin, drink. To drink. What are you going to drink? Are you drinking water? You drinking beer? You drinking wine? You drinking hard liquor? Or you drinking energy? Tashin. In modern Hebrew, it represents a swear word in English. That of defecation. Shin pei taf, to grab, as we've said before. The letter he itself indicates that this is Hashem. We do that all the time in biblical Hebrew. The letter he is a connection to Hashem. But we don't know if it's the upper world connection to Hashem, that of Bina, or the lower world connection to Hashem, that of physicality, that of Malchut. Hey, Pei. Pei, Hey, all translates as here, as in here and now. But it also, Hey, Pei means the mouth, means a mouth. Shin Tov is the item called jade. It means sap. But you have to add a leading mem to make that meaning of sap. Shin Tov, jade from. A Shin, lamb. What is the energy of a lamb? It's the month of Kaleh. What is the energy of the lamb? Well, the lamb or the ram was a god in Egypt in biblical times. Tov Pe Shin, language, edge. Pei Shin, a mouth of passion. Passion mouth. Fire mouth. Pei Ta Shin. Participate. Participated. A participant. Collaborate. Collaborated. A collaborative. Partake. Partook. Participator. A conferee. You speak to a friend. Are you participating? Are you collaborating? These are the same things with different meanings, different levels of negativity or positivity. The name Shin He Pei, when we substitute a Vav for the letter He, it becomes Shin Vav Pei, and it means to push. But we need to understand that pushing is a form of coercion. And Hashem has created the world of free choice to avoid coercion. Tashin Pei Hei, skinning, stripping. But that's when we replace the Tav with a Tet. which is easily done because it's the same part of the mouth that says the word, the sound. Hey Shin, hey Tough. If we substitute a hey for the pay so that it becomes hey Shin, hey Tough, it means attrition. But as it stands, pay Shin, hey Tough means to uproot, to weaken, to enfeeble. There are people who are saying, who are writing in history, that democracy is becoming enfeebled, that it's becoming weakened, that it's being uprooted. Will we see that continue? It's a question. Obviously, we can resist it. But you have to be able to see through clear eyes to the truth to know whether that's true or not. There's a section titled Concealment by Letter Substitution. This section is not complete. And it really isn't fully vetted or fully completed. But you've been taught about the website, the Bible, what is it called? Give me 1 second. The Bible Wheel database. You're aware of that so that you can check out any gematria. But when you substitute using the Atbash substitution, the Aleph for the Taf or the Taf for the Aleph, the bet for the shin or the shin for the bet, letter by letter, the first letter in the alphabet for the last letter in the alphabet, and so forth. You have the letters, hey, tav, shin, pei, that become zadi, aleph, bet, vav. This can be translated, when parsed into two words and permutated, the decree of Father. Just looking at the gematria on its surface level, the regular gematria is 5780. It has one verse in the Tanakh with that number. There are zero words and there are 45 phrases. The number 45 relates to Zeranpin, it relates to heaven. The number 780 has two verses, 35 words, and 701 phrases. And you can see how we really need a computer to fully understand all of the implications of the year. The small gematria of 5780 is 20. There are zero verses. There are 43 words and 10 phrases. When we take the small gematria of 780, it's 15. There are zero verses, 33 words, and 7 phrases. And we know that the number 15 is relating to the Yud and the Hey of Hashem's name, the upper world of Atzilut and Briah. The final letter gematria of 5780, because after all, the Pei is a final letter. And the Pei has the meaning as a final letter of gematria of 800. Hey Taf Shin Pei, the gematria is 1505. There are 6 verses with this gematria and 730 phrases. But it's really important to understand in the final letter gematria without the hey, Taf Shin Pei is 1500. And we know 1500 is connected to the upper worlds of Yud and Hey, the number 15. But in the context of hundreds, we are dealing in the phrase in this area of Bina, of understanding. This is an energy that will manifest during this decade. We will begin to understand these upper worlds. Now, there is a technique called normal gematria, and I use that all the time in our gematria section of our weekly email. The normal gematria means take the position of each letter. The aleph is the first letter. The top is the 22nd letter. Take these numbers. What position does that letter have in the aleph bet? And add those up. And in that case, the year He Tav Shin Pei is 65. And 65 connects to Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the name of God that is active in the physical world. Without the hey, it's the number 60. And that is the gematria of the letter Samach, which means to support. We are out of time, and I haven't even read the verses to you. And there are a lot of verses. So I am not going to do the advanced reincarnation class at 3:00 today. I'm going to pick up where we have left off here with the verses. And I'm going to go through the verses with you. If you're not able to attend that session, I hope you will listen to the recording as soon as it gets put on the recordings page. And for those of you who do not know the recordings page, where to find it, it's in the revealed matrix, the revealed wisdom matrix in row 19, the last row, the third column from the left, there's a link to the recordings. And all of the recordings for the last number of years are available through that link. So if you don't know where to find any recording, that's where to do so. You may have to search the recordings, and I recommend you drop down to the bottom of the recordings webpage, because there are additional links. There are 6 additional links taking you back, because there's a limitation imposed by Google on web pages that they must load in a certain length of time. And when we have so many of our recordings, we would exceed that. So there are 7 total recordings pages. I hope you'll do the search for those subjects that interest you. Does anyone have any questions?
Hello, can I have a question?
Go ahead, Brandy.
Tell me again how you get to the handout, because I wasn't fast enough. I'm on the Revealing Wisdom page, and I went to the bottom where it lists everything. Is it under Unique Astrological Times?
It's the third column from the left. Do you see where it says recordings?
Yeah, but I want the handout that you were doing from today.
Okay. If you'll go to the top of the Revealed Wisdom page, not the matrix, but the page itself, go to the first link on that page.
Not the matrix. Okay, I gotcha.
Okay, that's where the handout is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? You all have a good week. Shavuot Tov. Tomorrow we will have a sleepover and our normal deep Zohar at 4:30, and at 7:00 the Ari's essay. Were there any other questions? I thought I heard somebody trying to say something.
Well, I don't know if this is relevant, but last week I received a check for $300 as compensation for having washed Tony's clothes when he worked at the plant and was exposed to asbestos. So that should add credence to compensation.
Definitely. It's all part of we are able to begin to see through the illusion. We just have to strive to see through the illusion. We have to request it, and we will be given that ability. And it's something that comes with time. When I say comes with time, it comes with practice.
And with your teachings, would help us so much. You know, where would we get these teachings if we didn't have you? I don't know. Thank you.
Well, there are other teachings, and I appreciate what you're saying. I just don't need have my ego reinforced. It's large enough as it is. So I appreciate it.
Well, it's gratitude, let me put it that way. It's gratitude, and it's really gratitude for Hashem for using you to help us. So put it that way, and your ego won't be there, because we know if you weren't there, it would be somebody else. But we're thankful that we're being able to be part of this.
And I thank you for all of my students, because without you, what I have to teach wouldn't be drawn through me. So, you know, we are a group that works for Hashem through this way. And I have no idea who listens to the recordings, but the questions that you ask, I guarantee you, there are people out there listening to the recordings who are asking similar questions. I see it in the questions I get from people in my emails. So I appreciate you as much as you all appreciate me.
And I get the glory to Hashem.
And Brandy, I did hear what you said just as Hannah was starting up, so know that the thoughts were there.
I truly
you all
mean
have
it.
A
amen.
Day.
Amen
to
all that was said.
Amen for all of us. Be well. And let us manifest. Let us manifest that Shefa. Let's unconceal that Shefa. Let's reveal that Shefa. Now that we know that that's possible. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.